Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Coming up today, a new tactic public universities, government offices, and other public entities in Michigan are using to avoid providing information to taxpayers and journalists who have a legal right to know what's going on. We learn more from a First Amendment attorney later in the hour. Also, a fish may not need a bicycle, but at one point in Michigan history, fish needed a train. But first, Congress continues to investigate ways that Russia tried to meddle in the 2016 election, particularly through social media. The Senate Intelligence Committee has asked Facebook, Google, and Twitter to testify at a hearing November 1st, and the House Intelligence Committee will do the same sometime this month. Now, an exclusive report from CNN puts Michigan in the center of this investigation with Russian trolls and Facebook ads. Dylan Byers is senior reporter for media and politics at CNN. Dylan, your story cites four sources with direct knowledge of this Russian trolling. What are they telling you?
Well, Cindy, what they're telling us is that these 3,000, at least 3,000 Russian bought Facebook ads, a portion of them were targeted toward the state's above Michigan and Wisconsin. That joins a list of other states. But the fact that some of those ads, and we know that some of those ads were trying to stoke anti-Muslim sentiment, among other things, a lot of the themes we've seen have to do with race, immigration, refugees, pro-gun rights. I mean, it really spans the full spectrum of sort of hot-button political issues. But the fact that some of these ads were targeted toward Michigan and Wisconsin is significant because, as your listeners know, Donald Trump won the election there by a margin of less than 1%. Has, you know, we've been talking to Facebook, we've been talking to folks on Capitol Hill. Have they confirmed that this influenced the election? No. Are they worried that it might have played a role in influencing the election? Yes. And so that's something that both Congress, Special Counsel Robert Mueller, they're going to be looking at that as they conduct their ongoing investigations into Russian meddling in the election.
Dylan, do we know if these ads were Michiganized in some way? Were they tailored for the state of Michigan?
Well, we're still learning about the ads, but I think everything we've learned up until this point tells us that it's very probable. And here's the reason I say that. We've also learned the other week about a Black Lives Matter ad meant to sort of both encourage protesters, African Americans, to come out and protest, and also to sort of encourage perhaps white voters to view the Black Lives Matter movement as a threat. We saw those ads targeted very specifically at both Ferguson, Missouri, and Baltimore, two cities that were sort of at the forefront of the violent protests in response to police shootings of African American men. That level of sophistication, understanding where susceptible audiences would be. I would be shocked if we didn't see a similar level of strategy, similar level of sophistication in terms of how ads were targeted to a state like Michigan. Absolutely.
And I know this is all still kind of eking out this information. Do we know anything about maybe which areas of Michigan were targeted by the Russian troll farms?
We don't know the specific areas, but we do know that they were and this is, again, based off of the four sources we spoke to, they were strategically targeted at specific voting groups. We are still, you know, it is like scratching at the side of a mountain to try and get Facebook and Congress to be more forthcoming about what they've seen, about what they know. But there were specific voting blocks. These were not blanket campaigns across the state of Michigan. These were ads that were specifically targeted to people who would be susceptible the messages. And I just want to pull back too and contextualize this a little bit, which is all of these ads, some were pro Donald Trump, some were anti-Hillary Clinton, but the vast majority of the ads were geared at sowing discord and driving a wedge between Americans, whether that was on issues of race, of gun rights, of Muslims, of immigration. We're sure that's what happened in Michigan. We're sure that's what happened in Wisconsin.
And do your sources have any indication that these Russian trolls got any kind of help from people in the Trump campaign?
So that is the million-dollar question. One thing that we know the special counsel is looking for is any evidence of collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign. The way these ads could play a role in that, if the counsel finds, or indeed if Congress finds, that you had an ad, let's say an anti-Muslim ad, or an ad that tied Hillary Clinton to support among Muslim women. Let's say you had that ad specifically targeted at, theoretically, let's call it, middle-aged women living in the suburbs of Detroit. And you found similar ads targeted by the Trump campaign to the same groups of people, same place, same messaging. That begins to paint a picture of cooperation, of collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign. No evidence of that yet, but that's certainly what they're looking for.
Your reporting certainly adds weight to the belief that Facebook was weaponized for the 2016 election. What do you think Facebook users and Twitter and other forms of social media need to put in their minds before they reflexively hit that share button?
I think, look, there's nothing that's more significant than media literacy. You need to really understand where you're getting your news from. You need to think carefully about sources. I know there's a big conversation out there. The president of the United States himself is trying to delegitimize mainstream news organizations. Every mainstream news organization out there is making a good faith effort to try and bring you the honest news. But other things that you don't know where they come from, things that have shady names you don't recognize, think twice about before sharing that information. Think twice before believing that information.
Dylan, how much is Facebook feeling the heat from this?
They're feeling the heat a lot. I've never seen the tide of public sentiment turn so swiftly against a tech company. It's pretty amazing. You know, these tech companies been around for over a decade, really had public support behind them. A lot of sort of celebration over new products, new platforms they release. Now, all of a sudden, there's a lot of scrutiny on these companies.
Dylan Byers, senior reporter for media and politics at CNN. We'll look forward to continuing talking with you as this investigation unfolds.
Thank you so much, Cindy.